excellent singing all the way around. What a blessing that it is to be in the house of God and on this very first Sunday night of the new year. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Revelation, chapter number 21. If you find the place, you're able to stand. Revelation, chapter number 21. We'll look there in the passage in verse number 21. In verse 21, Revelation 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and every several gate was of one pearl. That's a pretty good sized pearl, isn't it? And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, and neither whatsoever worketh the abomination, or maketh the lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the Word. We do thank you, Lord, how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. Save this lost without God. May you pound upon their hearts a door. Let them know that you're knocking, Lord, on their door. And may they have the grace and the mercy of God and the ability to be able to open by faith and receive you as Lord and Savior of their heart and life. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach about heaven for a little bit, the dwelling place of God. Now, I want to say to you that when you and I begin to look into this, we're talking about the perfect place. It's a place where God dwells. It's a place whenever Jesus said, in my Father's house, we just got through reading about his Father's house. A lot going on, a lot of heavenly stuff going on in the Father's house. And when you begin to look into it, you'll find out that he gives us a few details that are there. And in verse number 21, he said the 12 gates were 12 pearls. And let me tell you something right now. And he said there, every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold. Notice, we're always listening to people and talk about the streets, plural, but he said the street of the city, as though there is but one. I do not know how many, but that's what street is. And notice, if you will, please, the gate was of one pearl and several pearls there, because there's 12 gates and each one is represented by a pearl. Now, don't lose your text here at all, but I want you to look in the book of Genesis and chapter number 28, that this morning, I drawed a blank and couldn't remember, and God bless and thank you for those that found it for me and looked it up, and all of that business there. That's why I don't gamble. I would have bet money that it was anywhere else till after I was going home, and I thought, well, sure, I should have already known that. In the book of Genesis, in chapter number 28, verse number 17, Jacob, as he lays down, he says, and I was afraid, and I said, this is a dreadful place. Look at that. Now, the charismatics like it lively and jumping and party lying. But here's what he said. He said, I was afraid. And said, this is a dreadful place. And this is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. Now, it's important that you notice that the house of God is the gate of heaven. Now, don't forget that, because if I ask you, what is the gate of heaven? It's the house of God. Well, what's the house of God? It's the gate of heaven. Now notice, if you will, please, back over there in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter number 13. I'll give you a moment to find it. And in the book of Matthew in chapter number 13. We're talking about the house of God. We're talking about Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church. We talked about my house, your house, and the house of God this morning. And let me tell you, he's building his house. And he's doing it one soul at a time. And the Lord adds to the church daily such as should be saved. Whenever he gets it built, he's coming again for. Now, in the book of Matthew chapter 13, I want you to look at the passage there, and we'll look at verse number 45 and 6. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. Now, we just read about some pearls over there in Revelation, didn't we? 12 gates, and each one of them was one pearl. And he says, he's seeking goodly pearls, and who, when he had found one pearl of great price. Now, by the way, there's going to be some commentators that know a lot of good Bible verses that miss it right here. And by the way, let me just say to you that, if you will, they want to make that one pearl, the pearl of great price, they want to make that Christ. That cannot be Christ. Here's how that I know that. He says in verse 46, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. So if you're buying the pearl of great price, and that's Jesus, that means you're buying your salvation. So I already know that can't be the answer. I'll tell you what that is. That merchant man's the Lord Jesus Christ. That pearl of great price is the church of the living God, friend. And Jesus Christ bowed his head, gave up the ghost, said it's finished, paid the sin debt for you and I, the rest of the world, and the church of the living God. I'm going to tell you, he gave himself for the church. He's coming back again for the church. Now notice over there in your Bible, if you will please, in the book of Revelation in chapter number 21. In verse 21, he said, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and every silver gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, so forth and on. Let me tell you, that's the church of the living God. And if you're ever going to get to heaven and you're going to miss hell and make heaven, the message of the church is to go get therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature and to all nations, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. In the lesson that you're looking at, the Bible said that, when you notice this, is that we're talking about heaven is the perfect place. Here he said there's no temple in it. He said there'll be no moon there. There'll be no sun there. There's never going to be a night there. No need for that. But you'll find that the glory of God's going to lighten it, and the Lamb of God's the light thereof. The Bible said that when you begin to look into that, it's because of the fact that it's a throne room of God, and it's got the ever-abiding presence of the Lord. And I'm glad to know that this is the perfect place, if you will, please. You and I, we live, and I think about it every now and again, especially every time I roll over and something hurts, or every time I get up and something aches and snaps. And I go to thinking about, you know, all the years that I was flexible and like many of you and took good health and all of that for granted. I seen a cartoon of a fellow, you know, that said, man, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have took better care of myself. And so that's true, isn't it? See? I got to say to you that when you begin to look into it, is that it's not only the perfect palace, but it's the perfect place. In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out it needs absolutely no improvements whatsoever. That whenever you look at this place, it's the place of perfection. Let me say to you, the atmosphere will always be just right. You ever have to adjust the heat up and down or the air conditioner to make it colder? It'll be the perfect atmosphere, if you will, please. It's right there. And I'll tell you right something else, is that not only does that need no adjustment, our attitude won't need an adjustment either. You ever come to church and just felt like you was the booger man? It shows. Isn't that something how, you know, the devil starts out talking with you? And I've had some little old ladies, none here tonight like this. But I've had some little old ladies, they were so sweet and cute and their little old hair done up, and they're trying to cover up them horns, but you can still see them sticking through there. When you get to heaven, there'll be no need for an attitude adjustment whatsoever. You know, sometimes you come in and you've got something going with somebody else. You're mad at them. What's worse than being mad at somebody else is being mad at your own spouse. See, I got to tell you, dear friend, is that those are things of reality. But when you get to the perfect place, there'll be no attitude adjustment. That'll never one time. And do you realize, though, that we'll be at the perfect place? That's the perfect altitude. You know, the Bible said over Psalm 121, he said, I'll lift up mine eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. I got to tell you, when you get there, you've looked as high as you can go. And this Bible said that when you begin to look at that business that's there, you'll never need to look up again. Let me tell you right now, we'll be living right where he's at with him all the time. And let me tell you something, is that where our help came from, we'll be living right there. Now, notice, if you will, please, is something else, is that about that, we will ever be in His ever-abiding presence. You ever be praying, and the devil fighting your tooth and toenail, and then all of a sudden the angel of the Lord, the Spirit of God moves upon you, and you just feel good in your soul and got victory in your soul that passeth all understanding because of the grace of God? Like the Lord Jesus, after He had been tempted, the angels came and ministered unto Him. I just got to say to you, we'll be as high as we can possibly go when we stick our head up in glory on the other side. Number three is, you're going to find there's going to be perfect people that are there. Now I realize, I know there's a few of us that know close to what perfection is. Oh, I'm not going to call your name. You're probably already thinking of two or three people that I feel like they think that about themselves. Well, you know, if you don't love yourself, nobody else will. But let me say to you, it's not something that we attain in and of ourselves. But let me tell you, our perfection and our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. And let me tell you, if He lives on the inside of you, you very well know you're an imperfect person. You remember over there in the Bible, whenever He talked about how that the flesh could never please God. Remember that? Well, I got to tell you, flesh can't never please God. Do you know that the offering of the bulls, blood of bulls and goats, could never take away sin? That means is that if God paid the down payment, He didn't. He paid it all. But if He had just paid the down payment, you and I'd never be able to finish the notes out on it because of the fact flesh can never please God. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, is that it's a perfect people that are not just people that say if they know the Lord. You'll be with people, I'll be with people that are really saved by the grace of God. Walking in the light of heaven and the light of the Lamb of God. And because it's a perfect illumination, if you will, please. All right, number four. Not only that, but there's a perfect protection there. Did you notice that the gates in verse 25 shall not be shut all the day because, and there'll be no night, or not be shut, all the day, for there shall be no night there. I guarantee you wouldn't want to leave something open and unguarded here on the face of this earth, especially in a lot of these communities that you're watching on TV to where that they're being ransacked and stolen. And so you ever notice how they up in New York and California and Illinois and some of those places, how they shop, they throw something through a plate glass window, go in there and grab up everything they can and try to get out of Dodge as quick as they can. Well, you ain't got to worry about that in heaven. I'm hoping that during the millennial reign that we'll be able to have. Whenever that happens there, God's going to rule with a rod of iron. Could you see some of them people coming out with all that wraparound on their head and them getting smacked with God's rod? I'm hoping God will let me smack with one of them. In this lesson that you're looking at, when you get to heaven, well, that's the reason why we all sing every now and again, rejoice and shout about when we all get to heaven. I'll tell you what it'll be a perfect protection. This Bible said, those at verse number 27, and those that are saved, He said, not anybody that's going to be making a line, not anybody that worketh abomination, not anything like that's going to enter into it, but they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, I want to say to you tonight, just so you can grab hold of it, is that I am not just looking casually for Jesus to come again. In fact, when I look for Him, I'm looking with great expectation. I expect Him to come. And not only that, but I'm looking with an earnest expectation. I'm earnest for Him to be able to come. I realize and know now that, as I used to, I thought, Lord, back in September, Lord, I'd like to make one more season. Well, that's about over. That's about over. I wouldn't dare have the Lord put off what He plans to do for muzzleloader season. But if He wants to let me have a day or two, I'm going hunting. But I'm looking with great expectation for the soon coming of the Lord. I got to tell you right now is that when you begin to look into it, you'll find that I remembered years ago. It's been several years ago. How long have you and Sam been married now, hon? How long? You know? How many? 17 years or minutes? years. I remember when we went over there, and of course we went over there to Ting. And Brother Kimball was always good about getting you the cheapest motel room, even if you was paying for it yourself. The cheapest and the most scuzziest looking and the most criminalized looking place you could get. And I noticed this for true, we were here in this motel, and from here to the other side of the parking lot, there was a gas station, you know, truck stop or that. Well, I started out there, and it was already getting dusky dark. And as I walked out there toward that, I got to thinking, I'm unarmed. Man, that could be somebody mug you and knock you in the head. There could be somebody out here that would rob you in a heartbeat. It made me very much aware that there's evilness all around us. And then as I backed up looking both ways and got back into the motel, I decided to put off what I was going after, whatever that it was. In this lesson that we're looking at, I want to say to you, that when we all get to heaven, you ain't got to worry about any kind of danger, any kind of mugging, any kind of kidnapping. You ain't got to worry about being robbed somewhere and your life put in jeopardy, because we'll be walking in the light of the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. In heaven, there'll be no worry. The Bible said the gates will be open all day and there'll be no night there. You know what that means? Be no perverts running loose. Be no pedophiles that'll be there. Be no drunkards, be no thieves, be no murderers, be no liars. I got to say to you, we're talking about the perfect person that has the perfect plan. Last but not least, I want to say to you that it's going to be a very pleasant place when we get to heaven. I do not have words that are adequate enough to be able to describe it. And fact is, you'll find is that there'll be no tears when we get to heaven. There's going to be no hurt. There's going to be no harm. There's not going to be no death. And let me tell you something. You're going to find out that those who have gone to meet the Lord, they'll ever be with the Lord until finally that he comes again with the saints of God to take us unto himself. I remember Abraham. Remember him over in Hebrews 11. The Bible said that he was looking for a city just on God's word, whose builder and maker was God. He was looking for a city wherein dwelleth righteousness. Do you know they never received the promise that God gave them, but they could see it afar off by faith? And let me tell you, you and I, one of these days, may leave this world and go to the other side. Make no mistake about it, every promise that he ever made will be fulfilled. I want to say in closing here that as you begin to look into it, you know what keeps us going? Why we don't just throw up our hands and fizzle out along the way in life? You know what keeps us going? I'll tell you it is. It's the grace of God and the faith that God imparted to you and I. That's a divine faith, and that won't ever fizzle out. God saved you. And God's keeping you until the day he calls for you. And one of these days, if he tears his coming ere many years, you and I will be called to the other side. I wonder tonight, do you know Jesus in the free pardon of sin? If you do not, then what is it you're waiting on exactly? See, while we stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, I'm going to ask our song director to come tonight. I'm going to ask the musicians to come tonight. I'm asking you now that maybe as we... beautiful place. I'm asking you, are you saved by the grace of God? Are you hell-proof and are you heaven-bound? Now, Father, there's some boys and girls and young men and young ladies that are here tonight. Lord, we thank you for the good songs of Zion that we've been able to sing about you. We thank you, Lord, for granting grace and faith and mercy. I pray if there's one that's lost without God, they'll come to know thee in the free pardon of sin. We'll say thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What number is it?
Page 124.
124. If you need to come quickly, do it while we sing.